Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the Pacers, with a 20-6 run to tie the game, force overtime, and then finish it off in overtime as they take game one.
And they were losing in overtime, too. They were down, 4-6? Were they down 4-6 in OT? And then they were able to come back?
The word that I would use to describe that team, I think, is relentless.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they just do not stop, man. And I texted our buddy Sam Amico this morning, and I just said, I just love the way the Pacers play. I do, man. That's fun basketball. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin.
I hate to put it this way, but they were like, to me, the Pacers are the varsity version of what the Cavaliers want to be all the time. Like, the way they move the basketball was the same reason why you probably love the Cavs during the regular season, except they're able to do it in the postseason, and they do it with not only relentless offense, but relentless defense. And, man, three after three after three. Nesmith, at the end of the game in the fourth quarter, was just dynamic. He was not going
awesome,
to miss.
Man.
He was not going to miss. And the emotions that you felt at the buzzer from Halliburton, you're like, oh, he missed. Oh, that's it. Knicks, oh, boom.
Was that the highest bounce you've ever seen in a clutch situation to have a ball go through? Because that thing hit the back of the iron, and I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, I had enough time to think this. Wait a minute. That bounced straight up. I wonder where this thing... Oh, look at there!
Yeah, I thought it was like a cartoon where it bounced straight up and you heard everybody... And it was about to miss and hit the front rim, but yes. Everybody gasped inside of the...
Maybe they sucked all the air out of the arena and the thing went flying in.
Then it caused it to go in because you heard all of MSG go,
So here's the part this is the part where I wanted the Knicks to win, because Halliburton gave him the choke sign because he thought it was a three.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, you are just playing with the basketball gods right now.
And then backed it up in overtime.
I know.
He thought he had the game winner.
Anyone want to say that he's overrated? Anybody want to ever say that again?
He's not overrated.
I was rooting for the Pacers. I can't lie. Siakam started playing a little bit of hero ball there, too, before the three-point barrage. They're a team of destiny. They really are. This is the third series in a row where they've had another one of these magical wins at the end of the game. Will their magic run out? I don't know, but... It doesn't seem to, not if they continue to play the way. It's just a byproduct of hard work. And you're right, relentless is the perfect word for that team.
Thanks. Now let me flip this.
Okay.
The Knicks are obviously kicking themselves because they readily admit we took our foot off the gas. Well, if they had been paying attention to the Milwaukee series, attention to the Cavs series, then they shouldn't have done that, and they screwed up. That said, boy, did they play well. Jalen Brunson went out with his fifth foul, and you thought, this is problematic. They're in big trouble. And they put together a 14-0 run with their best player sitting on the bench. And you thought, well, there's your ball game. Unfortunately, the Knicks thought, well, there's the ball game. And they ended up losing it. But I said yesterday, Knicks in 6 or 7. I still kind of think that way. But I also said yesterday, I'm rooting for basketball. I'm not rooting for one team or the other. I now find myself kind of rooting for the Pacers. They're just fun to watch.
One of my favorite things to do when a New York team loses is to go back and see what the Post said. I love reading. I don't even care about the story.
What's their headline?
So they have two big headlines in there. One, how it went wrong. Anatomy of the Knicks' historic choke. Then there's another headline in there from Mike Vaccaro. Choking defines Knicks' ugly legacy against Pacers unless they prove otherwise.
We kicked around yesterday how many Knicks would play more than 40 minutes in the game. Now, they did have overtime, so that skews it a little bit. But the correct answer ends up being 3. And their starters played 46, 42, 39, 38, and 44 minutes. And Brunson played just 38 because he was in foul trouble. He had 43 points. Karl Anthony Towns was outstanding. I mean, if you look at these two teams, Andy, and I know the Cavs won 64 games in the regular season.
Yep.
I know they were the number one seed. The construction of these two teams makes me think they're not going away.
No.
And can the Cavs beat them? Sure. Sure the Cavs could beat them.
I don't think the Cavs could beat either one of these.
Right well,
obviously,
now, right
they couldn't
now,
beat
I'd
Indiana.
Say, well, no, they couldn't.
And I don't think they beat the Knicks
Nor did they
either.
Come close to beating Indiana.
No.
But
if you asked me who the best player on the floor would be against the Knicks, sorry, it would have been Brunson.
Well, if you think about this, next year, Boston doesn't have Jason Tatum. I would assume for the whole year, but you never know. Mm-hmm. I would assume for the whole year. Maybe he's able to come back really late. But, you know, torn Achilles, that's a big deal. That means Boston will have to be led by Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis and Derek White and Drew Holiday and anybody else they might bring in. Okay? So Boston's not quite as good as they were. Indiana has confidence like crazy. Indiana's going to be there. New York's going to be there. I would think the Cavs are going to be there. Orlando. Detroit's coming on. That Eastern Conference next year is going to be...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what?
But it's the thing about it is still a toss-up. It's not. There's no definitive favorite.
I would agree.
Especially with
I would
the
agree
injury
completely.
In Boston. Yeah, it's anybody's game in the East next year. So
I agree.
What are the Cavs going to do to try to jump on top?
And the one thing, this is not meant to jinx anybody or anything. the Cavs benefited from great health this year in the regular season. It's unlikely you get that fortunate again.
And their good health against teams that weren't healthy at times.
There was a lot of that during the regular season.
Yeah.
Bill's in Parma. Bill, welcome to the show.
Bill, what's up?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. No, that was a great game last night.
Fun, wasn't it?
I've always believed that at some level there's a championship gene that a person has. And that it doesn't matter how many points you score or anything like that. There's something about certain people. I never believed, and everybody can disagree with me, LeBron doesn't have it. And I don't care what other people say. You know, the guy's played 20 years. He's the greatest player by far right now. He doesn't have that championship gene. He's too selfish. And I'll say that the rest of my life. But what we saw last night is, and I'm and a little bit confusing because Brunson dominates the ball.
Yeah.
But I think the reason it works is he dominates the ball in the paint a lot. And he's not always on the outside. Halliburton is.
Brunson put up 6 threes last night to back up your point, Bill.
Well, yeah, thank you, Jeff. Because when you watch him, he's always in the paint.
Yeah.
If you look at Halliburton, if I had to make a guess who's going to win this, I'm going to go with the Pacers only because Halliburton distributes it more, and I think that the Knicks are too reliant on Brunson. And I think if Brunson gets in a cold snap a little bit, they're going to be in trouble. But what I like about the Pacers is just what you're talking about, how they distribute the ball. I do not see – now, Jeff from University Heights the other day made a point about having 2 6-foot-1 guards, and that's the truth. We're not going to win it with 2 6-foot-1 guards. The other part is I don't think they have the championship gene, either one of them, because for some reason, they've been in AAU ball too long. I don't know, but Garland – He could care less. I really mean it. He wants points, not assists, gone. And Mitchell, I don't think he has it either. I hate to say that, but I don't think he has it either. Hey, thanks, you guys. Have a good day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. And I don't want to continually harp on it. It's the point I made the minute they traded for Donovan Mitchell with the two smaller guys in the backcourt, for whatever it's worth. And we saw that it gave the Cavs absolute fits. Yet I know that Darius was hurt. Unfortunately, he was hurt. You can't take that out of the equation. But does it give you a great example of maybe is this Cavs team built to compete with a team like Indiana that starts anybody, everybody 6'4" or bigger? You know, their backcourt 6'4", 6'5". They're a taller, lankier team. New York has one guy who's a shorter guy, Jalen Brunson. Everybody else, pretty long, pretty lanky. And I think that's a factor that, Andy, I think it's something that has to be considered. And I think that that's something that Kobe Altman, though he professed his dedication to the core four during his postseason press conference on Monday that we heard right here on The Fan, I think if he finds the right opportunity, I think if he gets the right opportunity, if somebody calls, I think he's got to really think about it. And to me, you know, you don't have enough big guys. You got plenty of guards. You know, at least you got two short guards. If somebody called and wanted Darius Garland, I think you've got to look at it. And that's why I think he better be watching these playoffs and see, can my team compete with those guys? The answer against Indiana was no, you can't. But they were all injured. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.